This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
is the National Recovery Plan enough to support and revive SMEs? Why or why not? The poll that's happening on Twitter, it's no at 99.2% and yes at 0.08%.
There's slightly more balance on the Instagram poll because it's at 100% at no. All right. So, you still have about 40 minutes to chime in and tell us why you feel so. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter.
We have an anonymous comment here. It says, besides all these major intermediate suppliers, I hope the authorities also wake up to the makcik kia type of businesses that are affected by the so-called non-essential items. I couldn't buy a stapler because a hypermarket told me the stationery was not essential. I was looking at the cordon off area for the stationery section, which was a step away, but I was not allowed to get the stapler, which I desperately needed. So makcik kia have to do without rubber bands for her nasi lemak, kuih, etc. Please review the current shoot from the hip SOPs under certain circumstances. How can one be expected to have faith and the workability of the loftier plans?
Right. So, it was about this time last week that we learned of the National Recovery Plan, right? Which is Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's four-phase exit strategy from the COVID-19 crisis. Now, businesses have welcomed these clear phases set out under the NRP, but have their own suggestions on how it can be improved as well, right? No, because maybe you need just more instructions, more directions, clearer guidelines. So let's just kick things off with the Associated Chinese Chambers of Commerce and Industry of Malaysia. They said that they think that it's a good thing to have the phases spelled out so that, we know what to do in these different phases. Mm. So SME's committee chairman of the Associated Chinese Chamber of Commerce and Industry Malaysia, Kung Lin Lung, however, told The Star that the plan lacked a detailed strategy to help businesses, particularly SMEs, face the challenges of the weak economy as a result of the pandemic. And this makes it a challenge for businesses to plan their own exit strategy. He said, for example, the government could have disclosed the expanded positive list of essential economic sectors that will be allowed to open in phase two, and at what capacity or whether in phase three, dining would be possible and limited to certain capacity or those who have been vaccinated. Now, this would have this would help businesses plan better. Now, while the NRP rightly emphasizes tackling the pandemic, Kung also felt that a third of the efforts under the plan should also be dedicated to strategic actions to help the economy.
So his views were echoed by other business groups. In a statement, the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, FMM, pointed out that strategic direction is to reset the economy, assist businesses with the recovery is needed. Similar to what we covered before, the break we had, FMM President Tan Sri Saw Tian Lai said businesses need more clarity to plan their survival strategy accordingly, as a prolonged period of non-operation has severely impacted their business viability. He quoted, some would have to make hard and painful decisions on the future of the businesses if there's no clear indication on when they'll be allowed to resume operations. FMM has called on the government to allow the export-based sectors, supply chain sectors, as well as the smaller-sized companies to resume operations. In light of the prolonged phase restrictions, which is expected to ease around October, small businesses may need additional assistance to stay afloat, particularly in the area of cash flow preservation.
Yes, yes. Now, we'll be covering cash flow in just a bit. So SME Association of Malaysia National Vice President Chin Chi Siong, meanwhile, revealed that the industry has called on the government to provide further wage subsidy support for at least 3 to 6 months. Also to delay statutory payments for 6 months and implement the automatic loan moratorium till the end of the year or until herd immunity is achieved. So Chin said the government should also leverage on more technology to track cases, vulnerable groups and those that have been vaccinated, and target vaccination efforts in big towns where most of the cases are, so that efforts are targeted and we can recover faster. He also noted that SOPs need to be better tailored to the different industries. So this is to ensure clearer guidelines are provided to businesses. Chin also hopes that the government would continue to engage the industry to draw up plans and strategies that have more clarity and structure to put businesses and the economy on a clearer path to recovery. He He said, and I quote, as mentioned by the Prime Minister, we are losing 1 billion ringgit every day. It would take a long time to recover that. So we need a stronger and more strategic plan to help SMEs recover.
1 billion ringgit a day.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Malaysia Venture Capital Management, Berhad Mafcaps, will continue to assist its investee companies to weather the impact of the pandemic. According to a venture capital company, the NRP demonstrates a timely path for the nation to emerge from this crisis and will help boost digitalization and e-commerce as a key thrust to propel Malaysia's development. In a statement, the Malaysia Debt Ventures Berhad also noted that the plan, supported by financial reliefs and economic stimulus, will ensure a progressive economic revival for the country.
Right. So I think valid points all over. But these, of course, are coming from your SME associations, the manufacturing, the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers. These are the big groups, the industry groups that, you know, I'm hoping that the government has had conversations with about this. Right. But when we come back after the break, we'll be trying to gauge what it's like for the SMEs on the ground, what they're really going through. Also, micro SMEs as well. We'll be in touch with Dr. Ong Kian Meng, MP for Bangi and also former Deputy Minister of International Trade. He's offered pro bono services for SMEs and other businesses that may be struggling right now under these lockdown restrictions. So he's helping out. He's helping them out. And we thought we'd try and speak to him to gauge what's really what the general atmosphere is like for SMEs right now. We'll have Kian Meng on after Gloria Gaynor with If You Want It, Do It Yourself. You're listening to Enterprise BizBite. Once again, to get in touch with us.
Right. Let us know. And it should have been the other song, you know, I Will Survive. Now, is the national, I hope, is the national recovery plan enough to support and revive SMEs? Why or why not? Let us know. Vote on Twitter and Instagram. This is BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
We'll have more for you right after this. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about the National Recovery Plan.
Is the National Recovery Plan enough to support or revive SMEs? Why or why not? Poll results at the moment. No at 99.2%. Yes at 0.08%.
Over on Instagram, it's still at 100% for no. You have about 29 minutes left to get in touch with us and, you know, send us your comments about why you think so. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, we have on the line with us right now Dr. Ong Kian Meng, MP for Bangi and former Deputy Minister of International Trade, who he's offered pro bono consultancy services for SMEs and other businesses that may be struggling under the current lockdown restrictions. And we thought, you know, he'd be the best to basically give us a feel of what these businesses are going through right now because he's been working with them over the past few weeks. So, Kian Meng, thanks for staying on the line with us. First and foremost, what is the general atmosphere like for SMEs right now?
I would like to use three words to describe the feeling of many SME owners right now. Firstly, uncertainty, because they do not know when the economy is going to open up again because of vagaries of policies and numbers from the federal government. Second word I would use is desperation, because most of them have actually burned through their cash reserves because of MCO 1.0 and 2.0. And the help that was promised through different government programs, including the wage subsidy program, as well as the SME 3,000 ringgit grant, has probably been used up or the money has not come in yet. The third word I would use to describe the feeling of the SMEs is hopelessness. Because for some of them that really do not see the light at the end of the tunnel, including those that have a mountain of debts to repay, this is a really very hopeless situation for many of them. I'll give you one example. An owner of a number of spas and therapy centers in Penang recently reached out to me and said that he owes a lot of money because of unpaid rent, and he had to lay off a lot of workers because of his chain of spas not being able to open. And he can't even sell his business because he doesn't know anyone who would be willing to buy this business off him because of the high risk. So you can see the feeling of uncertainty, And then some of them, desperation, and then worst of all, hopelessness among the SME community.
All right, Kian Ming, what three words? Hopelessness, desperation, uncertainty. Kian Ming, from what you've seen, do SMEs think the National Recovery Plan is, in theory, enough for survival?
I think in theory and in practice, the NRP is not really a plan, but to me, it's more of a vague diagram for wishful thinking. And I don't think wishful thinking can be relied on as a plan for SMEs to survive under these very trying conditions.
So the National Recovery Plan seems to be relatively vague. Do you think this was intentional to allow for wiggle room?
I think the plan was to announce the NRP and then to have the various ministries announce their own versions on how to revive the economy within their own spheres of responsibility. So the Ministry of Finance is supposed to come up with probably the larger blueprint. And then the individual ministries, such as the Works Ministry, the Education Ministry, the Higher Education Ministry, the Tourism Ministry, Communications Ministry, all ministries are probably supposed to come up with their own economic revival plan. But until now, we're still waiting for the first ministry to make a follow-up announcement after the Prime Minister announced the NRP diagram.
Now, I've been wondering, what happens if we don't manage to get from one stage to the next, or even if we do, what happens if we relapse?
I think the question that many people are asking now, many of the SMEs are asking now, is not the question of what happens if we don't manage to get one from one stage to another. I think the question is, how long do we take to get from one stage to another? Mm. So, for example, if we have to remain closed for another month, the whole month of July, how many more SMEs will be forced to declare bankruptcy? If we are forced to close down for another month in July, I think no amount of government assistance or even pro bono consulting services will be able to help these SMEs that are at the point of desperation, if not hopelessness.
So in your opinion, how much more effective would this plan be if Parliament were allowed to sit? How would that help the situation?
I think allowing Parliament to sit is very crucial. Firstly, if Parliament were allowed to sit, I'm very confident that MPs from both sides of the political divide would do their part to ask the following, which is to ask each minister what is his or her plan to help those companies under their respective jurisdiction to survive and then to revive from this COVID crisis. And then secondly, ask each minister what he or she has been doing over the past 6 months in order to help companies and individuals tide through this COVID crisis. And then the third one would be the overall plan for the Prime Minister to be able to lead us out of this COVID crisis and continue to revive the economy even after we reach herd immunity, because this is an ongoing fight against the pandemic and the various variants. Since this is likely to continue, and we must not be complacent, even though the vaccination rate would likely go up in the months of July and August. So these are very important questions to ask. And at the same time, having Parliament to sit would also allow journalists to play their role as check and balance and as the fourth estate to help journalists question the government and ministers on these various NRP-related plans and proposals to revive and restore the economy.
Right. So, you know, Kian Ming, within the plan, words such as comfortable, adequate, moderate, safe, they're used. So how can we quantify that?
I think your guess is as good as mine. What I actually propose is something that my colleagues at REFSA and other countries such as New Zealand has used, which is to use either a colour code or a threat level measure of the various types of MCO so that it is easier for everyone to understand, including the policymakers. So, for example, threat level 1, threat level 2, threat level 3, threat level 4. The higher the number, the higher the threat level. You know, it's like DEFCON 1, DEFCON 2, DEFCON 3, DEFCON 4. You know, or you can use colour coding, you know, green is everything is okay. And then yellow, you know, we are going to the danger zone. And then orange means quite serious. And then red means we are at a really serious level. So at least that would be easier to understand compared to all the words that you mentioned in your question.
Right. So what could the government do to further assuage survival concerns for SMEs?
Simply put, I think the government should come out and talk to people in the industry. They should talk to people like myself and my colleagues so that we can offer up our own proposals and plans. Perhaps one plug for BFM. The policymakers should assign their staff to listen to BFM every day.
Okay.
Because many of your guests have very, very good ideas on how to cope with this COVID crisis and also how to overcome this COVID crisis during these challenging times.
Right.
Okay, one last point to make. Of course, it's very easy to criticize the government for their shortcomings. But what I'm really interested in is to get my hands dirty and to really help SMEs get back on their feet during these challenging times. But at the same time, I think it's also important to share some of the stories where, you know, it was very difficult for companies to survive, and perhaps some of them eventually had to close down. And we hope that, for these companies, their owners would be able to, regroup again and then start businesses later on, having learned from their mistakes. So this part and parcel of the larger learning process, I myself am learning. I hope that this government, at the federal level, can also learn from their mistakes. If there's a next government within the next, short period of time, whenever that will be, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year, that a new government would be able to learn from the mistakes of the current government as well.
Right. Thank you for that, YB. I was about to thank him earlier. But okay. Thank you for that last bit. That was Ong Kian Meng, MP for Bangi and former Deputy Minister of International Trade. Now, he's offering pro bono consultancy services for SMEs and other businesses that may be struggling during this lockdown.
Right.
So you can get in touch with him, if you'd like for him to consult with you. He was a consultant in his past life,
in his previous life. And of course, listen to BFM. And again, he said it very wisely, right? And of course, you got to listen to the right ones.
No, I mean, I really liked his point about, because our question today is about if the National Recovery Plan is enough to support or revive SMEs. But, we've mentioned it does seem to be relatively vague. But what YB said earlier does make sense. Following this major exit strategy plan was supposed to be more information coming from the various ministries addressing different economic sectors. Right. And we're still, that's why we waited a week in order to cover this. But we've really not had enough information to help support SMEs.
Yes.
We are asking you on the show today.
Is the National Recovery Plan enough to support and revive the SMEs? Why or why not? And of course, that's BFM Radio. If you'd like to participate in our poll also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
When we come back, we've got a story about how the vaccinated are apparently ready for vacations. Just ending the show on a light note, but for now, here's the Jimmy Castor Bunch with Magic in the Music. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.